We'll have Brendan Botel in a few seconds. Coach Glenn Miller and Mark Zars. Start with a statement from Coach.
It was a good win for us tonight. You know, the second night in a row, I thought we played good defense. Still didn't rebound the ball like we'd like to. It cost us a little bit with 15 offensive rebounds, but our defensive intensity and execution has been much better the last two nights. I thought the zone defense broke their rhythm a little bit and gave us a spurt, and then we came back to man-to-man defense and played that well. Too many first half turnovers. Obviously, we cut those down in the second half. I think we only had 5 second half turnovers, and we got the ball inside much more in the second half. We ran better offense. I think we scored 14 out of our last 17 or 18 possessions. Good execution, getting the ball inside. We got to the foul line and made foul shots today. So, you know, we had a few contributions off the bench. Brennan played an outstanding job for us, gave us a big lift.
Coach, why do you think you were successful in getting the ball inside
and
started tonight?
Well, you know, finally good execution. Finally in this game, I just thought we were a little bit too loosey-goosey and not looking inside when it was open, just firing up perimeter shots and quick shots. And we forced our fast break, tried to make things happen when we could have just let things happen a little better. So our focus on getting the ball inside was much better in the second half. We made a real effort to get it in there.
For as much as you stress that, does 1 of 10 from 3 concern you?
I don't really. I thought we made a nice adjustment in, I think we were 1 for 9 in the first half. Well, you guys can certainly have that stat, 1 for 8, 1 for 9. So we made an adjustment, refocused, and got the ball inside. So it doesn't concern me. I mean, Harvard's an aggressive team who I think executes well on both sides of the ball. They get up and pressure us and really didn't have that many good open looks from three. But we want the ball inside anyway, no matter who we play. We want to play inside out, and guys did a real good job of refocusing at halftime and coming out and getting that done.
Coach, when you get a lift like that from someone like Brennan who hasn't scored a lot, what does that do for the team?
Well, it does a lot. I preach all the time that, you know, you can only bury yourself in that program. If you keep your head up and work hard every day, your opportunities will come. And, you know, Brennan's been struggling a little bit with his shot, and I'm sure he'd like to play more minutes, but he's been putting in time before and after practice, and didn't pay off last game, but it paid off this game, and it's great for him, and that's a perfect example of what our program's all about. I mean, Cameron Lewis came off the bench last night and gave us a few good minutes, and we haven't seen him on the court in a while. So, you know, I like to, hopefully we keep that positive approach and opportunistic approach in our program. I think it will pay off.
Brandon, was it fun for you?
Yes, as it was. I've gotten as many minutes as I'd like to, or as many as tonight, and it's fun just to be out there on the court. Yeah.
Mark, given the last couple games and the last night in Yale, you guys struggled at the free throw line with 18-21 from the line. You think it's out of the system now?
Hopefully. I mean, it's definitely something that we've been stressing, shooting foul shots, and I think we've all kind of tonight we focused in and stepped up and made those foul shots, and that can only help everyone's confidence if you're making foul shots down the stretch, down in games and second half and down the stretch.
Is it nice to have two games? I don't want to diminish them by calling them non-descript. You had the lead for a while, you established up, you got out there, didn't have to do anything crazy at the end, the close finishes or stuff like that. Does it help you guys mentally to have two games like that?
Well, you know, I don't know. What I try to stress with these guys is just play every possession like it's our last. We're trying to develop consistency in our execution on both sides of the ball. And if a coach can have any comfort, it's in watching a team play that plays with consistency. So that, you know, again, it's, I know we're down to 9 games left in the regular season, but we're still trying to develop that consistency in our play. It helps. I think we're playing much better defense. And, you know, so if you have some lulls offensively, but you can make stops, then it's comforting. We've got to continue to try to better ourselves in the rebounding category.
Mark, I don't know if you noticed, but you asked Coach Brunwell, time scoring this. Are you going to give him a little bit of that in practice?
I have no idea, but yeah, now I will.
In about 5 minutes, he is.
Yeah. Zero to. But yeah, I guess Coach Bromwell had a great career here. So yeah, it is, I guess, a pretty good milestone to pass him, and definitely a little bit of bragging rights there.
Any more questions? Okay. Thanks.